I'm Dominic from the NFL Power Hour. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
You are listening to CJLO News. It's flood season in Montreal, and though flood warnings have become less severe in the immediate future, experts and city officials are concerned about a potential second wave of flooding that could be imminent. Last week, the city of Montreal announced a level 3 flood warning, the highest level of alert available. Though that warning has now been scaled back, the risk of flooding is still present here in Montreal. Here is Mayor Soraya Martinez-Ferrada speaking at a press conference late last week by the river.
Citizens are resilient. They know where they live and the potential risk of having the water come up. But we're ready to respond to that.
Firefighters in Montreal continue making rounds in the city, checking on vulnerable areas for signs of flooding. Here is Fire Department Chief Richard Liebman.
We have to focus on the weather upstream from here also. Yeah. So even though it's nice and sunny and warm here, that doesn't mean that it's not raining or colder or warmer and the snowmelt happens more quickly upstream.
The fire department also keeps up with the organizations that control the flow of water from the Great Lakes. Here's Liebman again.
And they can control river levels to a certain degree with dams, but they also have to be careful not to cause more damage upstream by restricting the flow that's coming downstream.
The risk from last week has gone down, but along the St. Lawrence River, Montrealers might spot preventative measures like sandbags along the banks. Following historic trends, the city is bracing for another potential flood season in May. Here is Mayor Martinez-Ferrada again.
There's different waves in terms of flooding. Right now we're in the first wave. The second wave is beginning of May. Temperature rise, water goes into the river and then the levels of the rivers rises and then it comes to us, downstream to us.
Experts warn that with CO2 and pollutants building up in the atmosphere, rainfall is getting heavier with climate change, especially in urban areas like Montreal, which could lead to heavier, more frequent flood seasons. Here is Dr. Ali Nizami, who studies flooding and urban adaptation at Concordia University.
It is no-brainer that actually we're going to have these events and going to get more and more.
Nizami says flood warnings and sandbags and emergency measures are important, but also says that with more intense flooding seasons expected in the future, Montreal should build more green spaces that can absorb water, also known as sponge parks, and also update its drainage systems.
But what we can do in that small watershed, perhaps we can actually have some green areas. So part of the water can actually infiltrate. So if the part of the water infiltrate, you bring down the peak. Okay, so that's one of the things. The other thing is that we actually need to update our drainage system. Now we need to understand the reality is this. So maybe in some part of the watershed, we would be able to store the water for some time.
As of now, the city says flood management is under control. For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.
Hi, you're listening to Secondhand Sounds on CJLO 1690 AM. I'm not going to lie, I've been having a little bit of a complex with my show name because I like my show name. I came up with it kind of randomly, like I was kind of in a time crunch. But a few days ago, my brother comes into my room and he was like, oh, like, what's the name of your show again? Is it like Recycled Records? And I was like, no, but damn, why didn't I think of that? That was really good. So now I'm like, oh, Recycled Records. Like, he got the alliteration right. Not the right name, but, you know, it's a thought that counts. But now I'm like, oh, that's a really good name. Anyways, I didn't introduce myself. My name is Christina. Thank you for joining me here on this wonderful Thursday afternoon. Sorry, I almost blanked there. It's my first day of summer, which is very exciting. I think in the last week or so, I've written over like 8,000 words across like three essays, a feature article, a final exam, a written essay exam. Anyways, I'm tired of writing. I'm so, so tired. So I'm glad to be getting a break. I'm here staring at yet again another computer, but like it's not the same thing at all, so it's fine. And all my loyal fans out there will be very happy to know that I'm not going anywhere this summer, and I will be here every Thursday at 3 p.m. playing some nice old and old-sounding music for you. So, yeah, everyone can sleep, can rest well knowing that I'm not going anywhere. I think that's all I have to say right now. I'm going to definitely jump in and say some other stuff after. So let's just get into the music. Starting off with Psychic Mirror's latest track that came out a few weeks ago. I've been so impatiently waiting for this song. They've been hinting at this song for like a couple months now, sharing like little snippets on their Instagram. And as like a fan of their music, I've selfishly been really annoyed. Like, oh my God, just give me the full song. I don't know. I know there's like a reason behind it. Probably some like why do they do that? Like, it's like a marketing tactic, right? I don't know. I used to be a marketing major. I'm not anymore. I don't want to talk about it. So yeah. Anyways, the song is called Shoot Your Shot. I really like it. I hope you like it too. Yeah, here is Shoot Your Shot by Psychic Mirrors. We'll be right back.
gonna get in where at all. You're gonna have to specialize. I thought about what I could be and what is important to me. Yeah, but I kept coming back to that same old thing. It's my highest priority. Oh yeah, if you're talking about love, talk to me.
Want to know the easiest way to help out your favorite community radio station? Well, there's this thing called the Community Radio Initiative. The National Campus and Community Radio Association and stations from across the country, like ours, are asking the federal government for direct funding for our sector. For CGLO's part, there are so many people at our station that are truly passionate about radio, and getting that funding would allow us to do so much more on and off the air. So if you want to help us out, head on over to mycri.ca. There's a letter writing campaign going on right now, and on that site, you'll find a tool that will generate an email for your MP and a bunch of other ministers in about 30 seconds. Again, that site is mycri.ca. Thanks for your support.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
Yahoo! You're all clear, kid. Now let's blow this thing and go home.
And have the iconic sounds of cinema?
Well, then tune in to At the Movies every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m. with your hosts,
Remy
and Danny.
May the force be with you. Goodbye, old friend. May the force be with you.
Hey, this is Christine from Pool Kids, and you're listening to CJLO, Concordia's Underground Radio.
It feels so good to play some 80s music. This is my bread and butter. This is what I feel like I was put on this earth to do. So I'm really excited about today's playlist. You were just listening to Specialty by Breakfast Club, not the movie. It's a band. And I was doing some research about this band because I feel like there's like not much about them. And this is what Spotify has to say. This is under description. They say, Breakfast Club will always have a place in history as the band that featured two of Madonna's ex-boyfriends. Honestly, if that was the opening line for the description of my band, I think I'd be kind of petty. I mean, rightfully so. It's of course they gotta mention Madonna, but like also it's kind of random. Also apparently Madonna was a drummer in this band. I don't know, I low-key feel like there's something off with this description, unless Madonna actually is a drummer. I just maybe didn't know that. I don't know. Next is another song, obviously. Sorry. The next song is Miracles by Jennifer Vibin. I hope I'm saying that right. Jennifer Vibin. Yeah. And yeah, that's it. I hope you enjoy it. You're listening to Secondhand Sounds on CJLO 1690 AM. That was Last Night by, I feel like I'm going to say it wrong, Dabel. He's a French producer, so I don't know. Dabel featuring Jordan Lee. I usually say my inspiration for my show, and today is a very special day because I'm going to watch the Michael Jackson biopic after this. And I know everyone hates biopics, especially music biopics. I don't care. That is like my favorite kind of movie. All the ones that people hate, I end up loving. I don't know. To me, it's like the perfect combination of music and movies. It's like the best of both worlds. So I'm very excited to go see the movie tonight. So that's what kind of what got me in the mood to play, like, you know, full like 80s, like very funky, fun pop, synth pop kind of music. So yeah, we're going to slow things down a little bit for the next two songs, and then they're going to pick back up. Starting off with Get You Out of My Heart by Area Fashion, a Canadian artist from the late 80s. And then I Like My People Weird by, I'm going to sound like I don't know how to read. I'm just always scared to mispronounce the artist's name. I'm pretty sure it's Oat and Freddie. Anyways, they're like a newer band or newer group. This album came out in March. So this is off of their new album, I Like My People Weird. So yeah, I hope you like the two songs, Get You Out of My Heart and I Like My People Weird.
Face a shame.
That was I Like My People Weird by Oat and Freddy. I really like that song, and the whole album in general is really good. It, to me, is very reminiscent of, well, there's, my initial thought was like, oh, this is giving me like Chaperone vibes, but then like you think of like who Chaperone's inspired by, and then I was like, oh, I'm also getting like, there's like oh my god, I'm blanking, Kate Bush, there's like Kate Bush kind of vibes, and then like Cyndi Lauper also. So I just feel like there's a lot of like different inspirations that I can hear in the music, and I really like it. The next song I discovered yesterday, and that's because I went to, after like my final exam, I decided to treat myself to a double feature at the movies, and by double feature I mean paying for one movie and then sneaking into the other one. But I didn't say that. It's not my fault that the movie theater makes it so easy now, because they put the number of the theater on the website. I don't even have to guess what room the movie's in. It's on the website. They make it so easy. It's not my fault. Anyways, I went to go see Mile and Kicks first, which I really liked, I'm not going to lie. And then after that, I went to go see, or I snuck in to The Drama, which I'm not going to lie, wasn't my favorite. I wasn't feeling it. I don't know, for like a few reasons. But the good thing about that movie is that it introduced me to this song, and I was like, oh my god, this is perfect for the show that I'm doing today. And that's Inside Out by Jessie Ray. Sorry. My friend just reminded me of this time where we tried to sneak into a second movie, and we didn't know. Like the room of the theater. So we're just like walking around aimlessly. We're trying to like go see Elvis, and we're walking around. We're like, oh, like what room is it in? Like, we don't know. But then we see a man walking around aimlessly also, and we're like, oh, what are you going to see? And he's like, oh, Elvis. And we're like, oh, us too. We threw away our tickets, and then he showed us the room, and we're like, oh, okay, it's right here. Anyways, sorry, that just reminded me of that. Anyways. Sorry, I really sidetracked there. So this song is Inside Out by Jessie Ray. In the movie, Zendaya, or her character Emma, plays this for Charlie whenever he's mad. Or is it vice versa? He plays it for her? No, she plays it for him. Anyways, but it's a great song. I love it so much. It's exactly my kind of vibe. And I hope you like it too. So Inside Out by Jessie Ray.
When you're sitting on your own and you feel the city light surround you, and it's always on the phone, and you just don't think that you can fight it. Don't give up, don't give up. Don't give up, darling, what we dream. It's like the words here in this song, we'll go on and on and on with our love, yeah. Instead of my love, as you feel this tightening grip, like a kitty, I will slip to your heart. Don't give up, 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 darling, do what you dream. Cause like the notes here in the song, you'll go on and on and on with our love, yeah. I'm
how good is that song? I'm so grateful for that movie for introducing me to that song. It's the power of movies. They make you discover songs that, like, you never would have discovered otherwise, or, like, no one would have. Anyways, I had to come in to say that. I was feeling very excited about movies for a second there. Okay, next up is Innuendo by The Parachute Club, which is a Canadian group from the 80s. I hope you enjoy it.
Dream. dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
Hi, and welcome to the show tonight. Tonight we have
the best new music.
But right now, let's check out the changes in this week's
CJLO
Top 30.
Charts and Crafts, counting down the best new artists played at the station. Every Friday at noon, only on CJLO 6090 AM.
Hi, this is Evan from Happy Just to See You. And you're listening to CJLO, Concordia's Underground Radio.
was Dance 2 by Discovery Zone. Such a good song. And Discovery Zone has a new album coming out May 15th. So I'm very curious to see how it's going to sound. Before that was Innuendo by Parachute Club. Next up is Can't Get Enough of Your Love by Pink Rhythm. This is off of the album Melodies of Love, which is such a good album. It came out in 2017. I don't think the songs were recorded in 2017. I really don't think so. I think it's like old songs and tracks that they like had made in the 80s that they re-recorded and stuff. But it's so good. So here's Can't Get Enough of Your Love. I wanted to play the longer version, but I wanted to play more songs, so I'm gonna play the 7-inch version. Can't Get Enough of Your Love by Pink Rhythm. And after that is The Second That I Saw You by Strange Advance. I hope you like them. Changed my mind. I want to play a different song. I'm gonna play that now. I realized I have time for one more song and I had two left, but I like the other one more, so I'm gonna play that instead. Here's Hand Glider by Dale Jacobs. Okay, well, that's it for me. Thanks for tuning in. I had a fun time playing this music. This is my favorite kind of music. So this is like great for me. I hope you have a good rest of your day, a good rest of your week, and I'll be here again next Thursday at 3 p.m. on CJLO 1690 AM. You were listening to Secondhand Sounds. Thank you for joining me. Here is Hand Glider by Dale Jacobs.
Martinez.